services, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour today, this third hour here on Thursday, December 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, those markers are in for the podcast. Go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, listen on demand anytime you would like. A couple of field reports from state representatives. Neil Friske, I texted him and said, is Karen Whipsett, the Democrat from Detroit, is she in the House? She said, we've had conflicting reports. Session, call into session, isn't until noon now, 12 noon. So we won't know for sure. Last I heard, she had changed her mind again and wasn't coming in today, the final legislative voting day to get these bills passed. So stay tuned, he says. He'll let me know. I texted John Roth, my state representative down in the 104th. Is Karen Whitsitt in the House? His response, no. Whoa. That was a little more definitive. And then I talked with and texted with State Representative Matt Maddock. I said, is Karen Whitsitt in the House? I don't believe so, but we're not in Lansing. Whoa! State Representative Republican Matt Maddock is not even in Lansing. He's not even there. So I said to him, good for you guys for standing up against this lame duck session. And he says, yes, finally for once, us Republicans are all united. Excellent. Now, I find that to be kind of interesting because his wife, Michonne Maddock, is running to be the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. Many of you have probably gotten text messages already. She had an endorsement letter from the Trump 47 group. The Trump 47 group that led the effort to help Donald Trump get out his signs, campaign mailers, and other things here in the state of Michigan. Well, Michonne Maddock reached out to many of these regional coordinators, and they signed a letter of support supporting her for chair. So, it's going to be interesting. So far in the race, Cool Mike Farage is running for chair. State Senator Jim Runstad, Michonne Maddock. Rumors are perhaps Scott Greenlee may be getting into the race, a businessman from Grand Rapids. I don't even know his name. And a few others are going to be running for the chair position. But that's not going to happen, folks, until March. So we're not going to put the horse right in front of the cart just yet. We're going to enjoy the ending of this lame duck session. What appears, we'll find out at noon when I get off the radio. We'll find out at noon today based on the roll call vote. When they take the roll call vote, it's done on the board. 110 state representatives, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. If you're at your desk and able to push the green button, when they call for roll call, that's what you do. If you don't push the green button, your light stays white. The Spartans always joke that it's go green and go white. And U of M fans aren't happy because the lights are green, red, and white. Not green, red, and yellow like a traffic light, but green, red, and white. And sometimes there's only green lights and white lights on the board, and they start shouting, go green, go white. So they have some fun down there. Now, here's the interesting thing. You just heard Christopher talk about numbers when it comes to music. You only have to learn 7 notes. That's it. You can play any song. Well, if they end up with 55 green lights, they don't have their Democratic quorum. They don't have enough votes to pass anything legislatively, no bills able to be passed today. So what happens next? Well, the Speaker, Joe Tate, I'm sure he probably gets on the phone and tries to call Karen Whitsitt. Are you coming in today? You can come do your job. You're going to come and represent your district. If she says, no, I'm not coming, it's over. He then will go back into the chamber with the gavel in his hand and introduce a motion of what's called sign die. S-I-N-E-D-I-E. Sign die. The legislative session is over. This year, this session of the state legislature in the House is over. It's done. We're going home. If that happens, they might as well go home in the Senate, because nothing is going to happen there either. Craig O'Neill texting in, giving a live field report relative on topic to the conversation. Both Maddox, Michonne and Matt, were at the Livingston County Republican Christmas party last night. Ah, very cool. Greg, where was that held? Now, they live in Oakland County, and I believe that's right next door to Livingston. So, kind of interesting that they were there and not in Lansing last night. So, pretty interesting. And then lastly, what does that mean for Governor Gretchen Whitmer's priority list? Remember, she called Speaker of the House Joe Tate, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks into her office on Tuesday. If I don't get my priorities, I'm not signing any more bills. Again, she wanted economic development reforms. She wanted a long-term road funding formula. She wanted a plan on the roads. Well, if they don't have the votes for that in the House and the Senate, they can't deliver these bills to the governor. Governor's threatened, said she will not sign any more bills, period. Folks, I have a very simple question for you. Very simple question. Are we watching the implosion of the Democrat Party at the state level here in Michigan? I think we are. When you got a Democrat governor, a Democrat majority House, a Democrat majority Senate, and you can't get done what the governor of your state of Michigan wants, state representatives standing up for their priorities, not the governor's priorities, but their own. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's falling apart, people, right before our eyes. Greg reported back, Crystal Garden in Howell, and Jim Rundstedt was there as well. I like Jim. We've had him on the show many times. I love his floor speeches on Twitter. His ex account, if you want some fun, go to twitter.com, search for Jim Rundstedt. and look at some of his floor speeches that he's given in the state Senate chambers. It's absolutely total entertainment. You'll absolutely appreciate it. So, oh, and Rick Nieper was there. Officer Rick, cool. So did you get to talk to Rick and Jim Runstead? Let me know, Greg. I greatly appreciate it. One other thing I do want to remind you, I got a text message, or no, this was an email again this morning. The shipping for Christmas is over with MyPillow.com orders and phone orders. Shipping is backed up, and it's amazing how many of you took advantage of those discounts. Now, it's not too late. The Christmas sale is still going on, actually, through the end of the year. You can still get those discounts. You're just not going to get your packages before Christmas. So again, if you're interested, taking advantage of 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off some items plus free shipping, just text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you a picture of Donald Trump with a small MyPillow on his right ear. The promo code Trucker Randy for the website, MyPillow.com, as well as the Trucker Randy operator who's standing by to take your order and to give you the discount over the phone. You don't have to do this on the computer. So greatly appreciate if you guys take advantage of that and get some really good quality products at a discounted price. Another text message just came in. I'm interested in talking with Christopher, the music man. Okay, you know what? Mandolin. I'm not. That's a string instrument, right, Vicky? Mandolin. He can teach that, right? Kind of like the violin, or oh, in the bag. That's right, right, right. He had one of those. He actually made it. Yeah, absolutely. Mandolin. Didn't even think to ask him about that one. So yes, that's totally available. Again, just text me music, and I'll put you in touch with Christopher and his website, changetheworldwithmusic.com. So, yes, absolutely. Okay, I think that's all my texts. Oh, good. Greg got back to me. Yes, he was able to talk to Nieper and Jim Runstead. Good deal. Greatly appreciate the field report, Greg. Final segment of today's show. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Text message, is there a way to watch the House or Senate proceedings online? Yes. All you have to do is go to house.mi.gov, pull up the website, and go to House TV, or on the Senate side, you can do it the same way there. Just Google, find the websites for Michigan House Senate, Michigan House or Senate websites. Then they have a link there on their websites, House TV or Senate TV. And you can actually go and see the chamber from the rear, kind of like right underneath the peanut gallery. And you can see it there. You can see it there on your computer. This is a short 1 minute video from the Michigan State Senate floor. State Senator Jim Runstedt, his Twitter X account is at Sen J Runstedt, and the way you spell his last name, like June, but Rune, R-U-N-E-S-T-A-D. Here is Jim on the floor talking about driver's licenses for illegals, illegal immigrants, people here illegally in the state of Michigan.
The Democrats are pushing hard for their driver's license bills for illegals. SB 265, 267 for these bills would incentivize more illegal immigrants to settle in Michigan by shielding their immigration status. They prohibit the Secretary of State from sharing license holders' citizenship information with immigration enforcement, making it harder for our law enforcement to be able to do their jobs. Michigan taxpayers already bear $1.1 billion annually in costs for services to illegal immigrants. These bills would add that burden, straining the state resources even further. Additionally, granting driver's license to illegal immigrants creates opportunities for exploitation by bad actors, poses security threats, and even threatens Michigan's jobs. The election integrity is also at risk. I will vehemently be voting no if this comes to the Senate.
So that is basically Jim Runstedt.
And we are.
Whoa, he's got another one kicking right in. Man, he talks fast on Twitter. Got to shut him off. He's got numerous videos on the Twitter X account. And again, Jim, R-U-N-E-S-T-A-D. You can just search for him on Twitter X account and watch many videos that he produces. And many of them he does with a camera right there on the Senate floor. The ones I love the best is when he's recognized by the president of the Senate. He actually gets the floor. He gets to walk up to the main microphone and goes into his rants against the Democrats and all these crazy bills. And just, I love the guy. He's just, he's entertaining. He's engaging, informational, but always standing for conservative values on the state Senate floor. The reason I talked to Jim, I gave him a call, said, I'll have you on the show soon, probably after the holidays, heading into county conventions and the state convention to talk about why he's doing it. Well, he's term limited out. And he said, Randy, with the Republicans winning back the majority in the House, 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats, there's not going to be any bills. He said, heck, I don't even know if we're going to be able to pass a budget next summer for 2026. Also, he's only required to be in Lansing Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays if they actually end up having any bills to vote on. He said it's going to be probably 2-3 hour sessions and I'll be done for the day. He says I can be the chair of the Michigan Republican Party full time without even blinking an eye. He says as a business owner, I'm used to working 60, 70, 80 hours a week anyway. So if I got to give up 9, 10 hours to be in session Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays as a state senator term limited out, no problem. He says, when I get out of session at 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I've got the rest of the day to be the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. He believes he can work with the donor class. He believes he can work with the grassroots. And he believes he can work with politicians. He's done it in the House. He's done it in the Senate. Term limited out. That's basically bottom line. Quick synopsis as to why he's running for chair of the Michigan Republican Party. So I'll reach out to Michonne Maddock. We'll have her on the show. We've already had Mike Farage on the show. Any others that announce, we'll reach out to them and have them on as well. So greatly appreciate you guys today. Appreciate you allowing me to have my Zoom meeting in the first hour. Tomorrow's show, Friday, got a great show lined up. Also, I want to mention Iron Pig Smokehouse South location, 4029 Old 27. Vicky and I had dinner over there with Kristen Marcus, and Ian was there. Tim and Tracy Bays was there. We saw a lot of friends. Go check it out tomorrow night. They have a fish fry at the new location, and they have a great list of all kinds of different dishes. From chicken, I had the marinated flank steak. It was awesome. It's just a great menu. Go check it out. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. 4029 Old 27. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Super.